The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Independence Day. Come on. At least. Happy 4th of July. All happy 250th birthday to all of us. And today is a special day for all of us as we celebrate this day, Independence Day. We come together as one family, a people of faith, a people of this great nation, to give thanks and praise to our God for all the goodness of this great nation. From the founders in 1776 to this day, those men and women who have sacrificed their life for this great nation, for all the peace that we enjoy here, the freedom that we enjoy, all even the goodness of God that we enjoy. How wonderful to come back to God and give Him praise and thanks. So as we celebrate this day as one great nation, the gospel reading today reminds us of what I would call a different approach to freedom and liberty. And Jesus, as he was starting his public ministry, he goes out to the mountain with his disciples. He sits down with them and gives them a different approach. I would say the constitution of the kingdom of God. And he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the clean of heart. Blessed are the peacemakers." And he goes on and on. He gives them 8 beatitudes, the constitution for them to follow as they approach to whomever they will preach the good news. And I believe to each one of us, as we enjoy the freedom that we enjoy here, perhaps Jesus is also giving us this same approach today as we celebrate this birthday of this great nation. That each of us as Christians, we need to listen to the message of Jesus. Yes, We live in a world whereby freedom means to do whatever you want at any time or in a given moment. But actually, no. Freedom is more than that. It is a gift from our God. The gift that was given from creation to humanity without even earning it, but God gave it to us. And so he invites us that we too become people of freedom, people who bring the love of God to our brothers and sisters, people who love to serve others, people who love to be there for another. That's what freedom is all about. That's what freedom really means. Yes, we can talk about liberty and justice. But the question we can ask ourselves is, am I a person who brings freedom to those that I encounter? Am I a person who is a peacemaker at home with my family, with those who are close to me? Am I that great person who is always at the service of our brothers and sisters, those around me, without looking at the differences? And that is a challenge to all of us. And that is what Jesus is challenging us to do. That to follow this constitution of the kingdom of God, we need not to look at power. We need not to look at that divides us. We need not to look at status, reputation, all that. For all that leads us to sin, it leads us to greed, it leads us to division. But what we have to do is always to follow the constitution of Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who take care of others, for they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today, let us pray for our leaders, for the gift of wisdom, that wisdom that guided Solomon, that wisdom of God that guided the people of Israel to the point when Jesus came, that our leaders may have the same wisdom that lead us to this constitution of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us, the Mother, the patroness of this great nation, that she may pray and lead us to that freedom that we are yearning for, the freedom that our founders wanted, they were dreaming, and that freedom that we yearn that will take us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.